Track 10 and our final round of news stories. Ashburton folk use their loaf and taste the ale. Rain couldn't halt a 700-year-old tradition in Ashburton last weekend. The town's annual ale tasting and bread weighing ceremony dates back to the 14th century, a time when bread and ale were part of the staple diet, and the quantity, quality and weight was paramount. The event was organised by the Ashburton Court's Leet and Baron, who, as well as appointing a portreeve and master bailiff, still appoint ale tasters and bread weighers, although their role is now purely ceremonial. Saturday's procession saw participants attired in medieval garb, making their way around the town and calling at both hostelries and bakers to ensure that both good ale and bread was sold, and awarding sprigs of evergreen to hand out at doors to prove that the goods had passed muster. Once the ceremony had been completed, the bread was auctioned off, raising a magnificent £915 for the Portreeve's Fund, which is used to support local causes. And the article is surrounded by an array of pictures. There is, of course, someone doing the ale tasting. There is someone using their loaf by holding it high above their head. There are people draped in rain gear because it was clearly a very wet afternoon. And the procession winds its way through the puddles. Ashburton's loaf and ale weighing.
Medals for retiring Village Hall Chair. The chair of Chudley Knighton Village Hall Chair, Mike Rossley, has been presented with two medals to mark his retirement. Mike, who describes himself as 21 years old at heart and 74 years young, has chaired the Village Hall Committee for 12 years. Hennock Parish Clerk Ellie Maynard presented Mike with two medals that the Parish Council had produced for the coronation of King Charles III and for the Platinum Jubilee of the late Queen Elizabeth II. Both were events Mike had been heavily involved with whilst heading up the Village Hall Committee. Mike, with the support of a hard-working group of committee members and local volunteers, ensured the community-owned Village Hall continued to thrive despite many financial challenges. Chudley Knighton Village Hall hosts regular coffee mornings to raise money for charity. It offers a warm and safe place with Wi-Fi, books and puzzles, and is a hub for local snooker players, family events and group activities. Despite taking a step away from official duties, we fully expect Mike's smiling face to regularly pop up, said fellow committee member Tamsin Crossland. All of us involved with the hall offer our heartfelt thanks for the years of dedication, good humour and generosity of spirit we have learned to expect from his leadership, she added.
Go wild in Ogwell's Wildlife Haven. An award-winning wildlife group will be celebrating 50 years of a haven in Ogwell. Rectory Field at the edge of the village is a 5-acre plot managed jointly by the Woodland Trust and local wildlife group Ogwild, whose aim is to create a treasured local spot for both wildlife and people. An open day is being held to mark its half century on Saturday, July the 27th. Ogwild has worked to encourage biodiversity at the site by placing stone piles and reptile mats for lizards, toads, slowworms, mice and voles. Wildflowers already in the field are protected and help to spread. The volunteers have created wood and grass piles for insects and pollinators and erected boxes for bats and birds, including owls. Meanwhile, a community orchard has been planted with old Devon fruit varieties, as well as native deciduous trees, all donated by the community, and many have memorial plaques. The site will be open for visitors from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m, with activities for families and children, including workshops, a butterfly count and scavenger hunt, and a raffle, coffee and cakes. Everyone is welcome, including well-behaved dogs on leads. Entry is free.